With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, and you know me. I'm here every week with Fact or Fiction as we take some bold statements and we label them as true or false, i.e. fact or fiction. And we do it with fun, and we give you a chance to let me know if I'm full of hooey. So I would be glad to hear from you on social media. You can get a hold of me at BTSCBAD on Twitter, through our Facebook account as well. Fact or Fiction is a lot of fun for me. We do it each and every week, in season and out of season. And you know, with training camp going on right now, you need to be checking out Behind the Steel Curtain for all of your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. So make sure you check it out. The editorial staff at BTSC is absolutely fantastic. And most of that staff is on our podcast staff as well. Check us out on BTSC Radio, wherever you find your favorite podcast. And you know, there's always so much to talk about when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but the inquiries surrounding the black and gold are definitely ever evolving, especially this week with the Steelers seeing younger players really turning heads so far in training camp 2021. It seems like the musical selection that best fits this week's Fact or Fiction could be one by Thin Lizzy. Do you remember Thin Lizzy? Yeah, the boys are back in town. I remember hearing that on DVE all the time way back in the day, and I could almost hear them singing it in Yinzer. The boys are back in town, and that. Here's a sample. Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I could keep on going because there's about 8 more boys are back in towns. Or, like I said, in the Yinzer, back in town. You could ponder the significance or wonder whether these lyrics are really related here. You could do that. Or maybe I just wanted to have some kind of crazy excuse to listen to some awesome 70s classic rock like I did back in the day. But anyhow, there is surely a lot to wonder about, and BTSC is going to try to answer some poignant wonderings way ahead of time. So take a listen to some bold statements on this and so much more, as we are going to label them as fact or fiction. Will we be on point? Well, only time will tell, and you will tell too. Fact or fiction number one. Steeler stars do not need to play in the Hall of Fame game. Fact. You know, they really don't. I made a big deal in the past about the fact that I want to see a little bit more of Ben Roethlisberger in exhibition action. And that's true, and I'm not going to deny that. But really not in the Hall of Fame game. I don't want to see it there. We all know what Big Ben can do. We know what Juju Smith-Schuster, Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, Joe Hayden, so many more guys. We know what they can do. They are proven commodities in the Steel City. But you know what? We really need to see the likes of James Pierre, Jameer Jones, Isaiah Loudermilk, Kendrick Green is one. Shakur Brown's another. That guy from Michigan State, I think he's going to be fantastic. And a host of others that come in unproven. We've seen guys like this in the past that we did not think were going to be stars. Bobby Spillane's one of them. Yeah, he's a starter now. James Harrison's one of them. Yeah, he's an all-time Steeler. Great. We will see the stars, but we don't want to see them too early and way too often. Sean Sweezum's career ended in Canton in this very game against the Minnesota Vikings in 2015, and we definitely don't need more of that to occur. Factor fiction number two. Antonio Brown will never be inducted into the Steelers Hall of Fame. Well, they actually call it the Hall of Honor. And I'm going to say fiction to that. Is he going to get in anytime soon? Absolutely not. First off, he's still active in the league, so it's not going to happen now. Second, there's time needed, really, for water to flow under the bridge and definitely cool off the burning that was that bridge. Yeah, AB burnt a lot of bridges, but did they completely come down? Probably not. You know, time heals all wounds. And despite the problems that AB caused on his way out of town, nobody can deny the historic career that number 84 had in Pittsburgh. If we are going to judge this on what a player did on the field, you have to recognize AB as one of the greatest, so he should be in the Hall of Honor. Now, he would most likely get in automatically if he earns a Professional Football Hall of Fame award. If he gets that honor, yeah, he's probably going to go in. But he eventually should be honored by the team for his black and gold accomplishments. But Brown might be a lot more gray when it actually happens. Factor fiction number three. Fans and media are crowning James Pierre as for real way too early after only a week of camp. You know what? I'm actually going to say fiction. I was the one saying it all along. I thought so before. I thought that James Pierre, and I know a lot of people said, hey, he's for real. Shannon White from BTSC has been loving this guy for a long time. And I get it, but there has not been enough of a sample size. But I really don't think that it's way too early now. I think he's really a front runner. And there's no reason to not think it. He's had a couple of interceptions in camp, has looked dominant. They are talking about him being a starter possibly. And that would be great. That would give you more flexibility with Cam Sutton. If he's in there in the nickel, fantastic. You need to replace a really good player in Mike Hilton. Sutton can do it. And if Pierre's for real, awesome. So I know it's way too early to call it, but you might need to start thinking about it. Now think about this though. Pierre was protected all of 2020 by being kept off of the practice squad and remaining on the Steel City 53-man roster the entire season. Obviously, the coaching staff saw the value in number 42 and also feared the risk of losing his talents. They knew it. They knew what could happen. Their crystal ball that Mike Tomlin and company were looking at is definitely starting to pay off. With reports out of camp claiming that the former Florida Atlantic product is indeed for real, you know, maybe it's time to start believing in his gospel, maybe. Factor fiction number four. The Steelers should have been more serious about signing Justin Houston. I gotta say fiction here. The Steelers talked to Houston right before they signed Melvin Ingram last week, but the possible union was said not to be a good fit. Now, what does that really mean? Reports suggest that the former Colt in chief wanted to be guaranteed a starting spot. With Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt, that's not feasible, you know that. Now, Justin Houston is taking his talents to Charm City. He's a Baltimore Raven now, and the Steelers have to deal with him at least twice next season. Okay, that's fine. Pittsburgh seems to have a great fit with Ingram, and the former Charger seems to have team in mind, and that's a big deal. Signing Houston would have been nice for the same price, and that's exactly what they got. They both got 1 year, $4 million. But the so-called consolation prize that is Ingram seems like the fit that Houston was reported not willing to be. Factor fiction number 5. The Steelers asking fans not to post training camp videos is fruitless. Fact. It's also a tad bit hypocritical if you ask me. This is the age of easy access video recording. It's not like the old days of damaging your shoulder to the point you need major physical therapy or surgery being necessary. You know, if you've had the old Hitachi or the JVC, you're carrying it around like Dad used to do, have to change the battery, charge it for 74 hours before you can go ahead and tape you ripping open the Christmas presents. Yeah, I get it. But now it's simple to do. The Steelers talk all the time about the importance and value of fans. But really, how much are opponents combing through Twitter to see what some Yahoo in the stands, and I'm not, sorry, if you're doing it, I'm not trying to call you Yahoo, I apologize. But to see what they're posting, really? Plus, fans of every team post. The main video that I've seen on social media features a great run by Najee Harris. Isn't that the expectation? Surprise plays need to be rehearsed within the confines of a practice bubble. It's as simple as that. So that's it for Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Be sure to check all of the great stuff, the fantastic content of BTSC, whether it be on the editorial or the podcast side. And next week when we talk, we are going to be talking about the after effects of the Hall of Fame game against the Dallas Cowboys. I cannot wait, and that's a fact, Jack.